Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPM, share number 126. That's by Spanimi Shia for Men, share number 126. So we mentioned that the sexual experience, the physical intimacy, there's a serious side, and there's also a more fun side, a playful side, which is healthy. The idea of laughing, kalos, not kalos reish, but kalos, bringing some good-naturedness, bringing some healing, bringing some laughter, lightness in the atmosphere, a fun-loving type of feeling. The concept of trying to have fun together is very, very healthy. Another thing also to recognize is if you are working together trying to see how things are working, whether there were problems, challenges sexually, and now you're trying certain things, or you're more or less, everything is fine, but you want to try different things and make things more exciting, or trying to enjoy each other more, and you try things. And sometimes you try certain things and it doesn't work. It's like everything else in life. Don't get discouraged. You can't fail when you experiment. We're talking, again, everything we're talking now is when you know it's halachically permissible, which there are a lot of leeway with many paiskim with this. A couple decides to follow those type of leeways and they want to experiment different things and it doesn't work. Not to get upset about it at all. You can't fail when you experiment because there's no predetermined outcome. There's no way to fail. Some things will work, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So you try something different. That's a success. So any night where you're trying, let's try a certain thing, and it didn't work well, it's a success. You try it a different way, or you try again, you try it. That's the way you work, and that's the way you learn. You could alternate things. You change who usually initiates, you change that, take turns on who's going to be more active that particular time, and you work on, I don't want to get too graphic in these type of things, but the idea is you caress in a certain way, try to do it a different way with certain areas first instead of other areas first, those type of things. When it comes to surprising each other with different things, sometimes sudden surprises could be disconcerting and even could backfire. So you have to work with each other with that. Not, you know, do anything shocking with that that they're not going to expect and it could backfire. But some gentle type of surprises in a normal framework could be enjoyable and could be helpful and to prepare for it and to work towards it, pay attention with one another, keep your wife's tastes in mind, things that she enjoys, things that she wants to do. She may prefer some time out, going out together before actually being intimate. She may have, you know, again, you do this when it's in the privacy of putting on music and dancing together beforehand. You could do those type of things. You know, put on slow music or quicker music, dance together privately. Nothing wrong with that. It's actually a very beautiful thing. All these type of things that you could do to enhance the sexual experience with one another is a good thing. The skin-to-skin contact, pleasure. You basically ask your wife and you try to be attuned to what she would enjoy or what she thinks she would enjoy and try doing it for her. Another very big insight in pleasure is to reframe the whole concept of pleasure. Because for many, especially men, but could be many women too, they look at the sexual pleasure as orgasms and those type of things with a great amount of action and a great amount of arousal. And what people seem to neglect is that there's an extreme amount of deep pleasure that comes from skin to skin touch that makes no demand for an arousal, that makes no demand for an orgasm, that makes no demand for any particular response or any particular action, just the sake of touching and being touched with no demands, exact mamish no demands, which means that her responses to the touch can be pleasant and warm and comfortable and enjoyable and arousing, or it could be neutral. And you just let the experience be, is what we're saying. You could do it in so many ways, and work it through. Cuddling, lying with you in each other's arms, and things like that. Cuddling could be with the clothing on initially, or with nice clothes initially, or without clothing, however you prefer it. Start out one way, try it out a different way, reverse orders, whatever you both work through, and you try. Teasing, again, you have to be careful with, because if you don't do it the right way, it could hurt, it could sting, it could be something that could cause a nas devarim if you tease the wrong way. At the same time, some good-natured teasing sometimes is healthy. I guess you got to know your own connection with one another, each other. You have to know how you work with each other to make sure that it's good-natured teasing and not irritation or even something worse than that. So if you do try to use that concept of teasing, it has to be fun. It has to be light and free of any personal jabs, of personal, like, you know, shtuching and things like that. Otherwise, it's not worth even trying that. You don't tease if you know you have a tendency to be sarcastic or to shtuch or to, you know, really be underhanded with that. Then don't tease. Then that's not your thing. But if you know how to do it good-natured with each other, then sometimes that could be helpful. To create that type of environment where there's a playfulness there, there's an enjoyability there. And we talk about using all your five senses when it comes to physical intimacy: your sight, your smell, your touch, tasting, which we'll talk about, and hearing. But there's a sixth sense, an empathetic sense. An empathetic sense means that you truly are attuned to your wife as a human being, her whole life and her whole being. Her whole being is that she is not her body per se. She's an neshama in a body and a very special, unique, whole person, and you look at her as such. Of course, seeing is, with men, they're very visual and usually very small triggers right away arouse them sexually. And you can use visual responsiveness to your wife to build up your sexual relationship, but you could shut it down too. So this is the idea, you know. Here's a problem. And again, people ask and they wonder, you know, if, you know, you're in the mode of being intimate with each other and, you know, whatever it is, you enjoy watching your wife getting undressed or wearing seductive clothing and enjoy that, that's perfectly fine. When you're not in the mode of intimacy, you have to be very cautious, because if you get overstimulated and you start with her and she's not ready for it, or she didn't expect it, or she could take it the wrong way, or it's too aggressive, then you know what's going to happen next time? She'll be more careful. She'll dress more cautiously. She won't change clothing in front of you at all anymore. And her caution will overall decrease your sexuality and your pleasure with her. On the other hand, if you're responsive, let's say she does gets undressed before you, but you're not intimate at this time, and you could either not look, or you could choose to praise her and enjoy, but without action, without taking action to it, then she may feel good about that and invite you in. The idea being is that women in general don't tend to respond to visual input in the way that men do. It's important for women that the men look attractive, yes, and to take care of yourself, but that's like a Pesach. It's a doorway to get her respect for you that may lead to sexual interest later. Usually the visual, it's not like they get turned on right away, oh, you look this way and now I want to have sex with you. With women, it doesn't work that way that often. Not often that a wife sees a husband dressed in a beautiful clothing and looking extremely good and says, I want to be sexual right now immediately with you. It doesn't happen that often. It creates a respect and warmth maybe, but not an immediate sexual response. The reverse though, when a wife is lying on her bed and she's in a provocative pose, or she's wearing something sexually enticing, then the man very often is very pulled to being sexual right away. So you need to understand this difference and work with that difference. Again, Another thing is that very often, men, over time it gets easier. You could train yourself to hold back. You could have an erection and the wife notices it, but she knows that you could wait and doesn't automatically mean that she's pressured to be intimate, and have that action done right away. And, as you grow with each other, you'll learn how to adapt with that. Smelling with fresh odors of soap, perfume could be enticing. The touching, of course, and kissing as well. Kissing is one of the most sensuous aspects, sort of tasting each other in that sense. In a certain way, it's even more intimate than the actual act itself of the genitals being together, because here you're face to face and you're giving of yourself with your breath. And you should came in a shikai's pihu, and it is it could be an extremely deep connecting experience. And of course, using words the right way, loving words. But then there's something called empathetic sensing. In the physical relationship, to always have your empathy there. What is the empathy? Empathy is the ability to connect with your feelings and with your thoughts and with your wife's feelings and your wife's thoughts and your wife's desires. And it's extremely valuable. It's extremely valuable to the sexual union, empathy, to know how to respect your wife's signals, to know how to respond to your wife's signals, both what she's wanting you to do now and both what she does not yet want you to do now or does not want you to do now. In other words, you listen to her. You let her pursue pleasure for herself. You allow that to happen. You connect with her thoughts, her feelings, and allow her to take her responsibility to know herself and share herself with you. Empathy isn't trying to guess what your wife wants or trying to be the authority over her desires. I think you would like this or try this. Oh, this will be good. No. It's rather, it's paying attention to the signals she's sharing with you. And that's how you get to the V'hayu L'basar Echav. You use your mind also. You use your mind to connect. You're responsible what you choose to put into your mind, especially during the intimate union. To treat her always like a precious human being, no matter what's going on. You see, the desire and the passion does not in any way diminish the deep respect and the mind connection and the soul connection that you have with each other. Bracha v'atzlacha.